Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my nigga went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone.
It's my count, Michelle. It's 102.5 The Bone. Now you coming up 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. The phone number. Scott says his daughter used to date Paige. Scott, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up? No, not daughter, my son, my oldest son.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant. His son used to date Paige. Wait, was he a wrestler as well?
Daughter would have been hotter.
Well, I know. I was thinking the same thing. Well, no. So in late 2014, early 2015, he was in the Detroit area, and he's still the front man for the band Amorosa, and for some reason she had some affinity with that band, and so they met. And that landed him on a few episodes of that WWE Divas. And so I met her a couple of times. She's got terrible table manners, by the way. We went out to eat. She seemed very nice and sweet to me. But after they broke up, and I think they broke up on one of the episodes, he told me, he said, man, don't let that sweet facade fool you. She is like a whole nother level of crazy.
Yeah. She's kind of, I mean, you would imagine that she'd have to be. She's in that business. She's so passionate about it. Her whole life's been that way. And then she was married to Alberto Del Rio after they both got suspended. Then she came back. Yeah. I mean, she seems like a crazy girl, but still, God bless her. She's young and doing it.
Yeah. Well, he and I were just talking about the newest video that you were just talking about. And
right.
You know, for him, it's terribly embarrassing, but he said they had a ton of fun, but he wouldn't do it again.
Did he ever make a video with her, you think?
Not that I know of. He hasn't told me about it.
Well, when his band gets super famous, we may find out.
That's true.
Yeah.
That could happen.
All right,
hey,
pal.
More
yes.
Importantly, or equally important, Galvin.
Yes.
Not that I want anything to happen to you, brother.
Oh.
But this Sunday, I got your back.
For what?
All right? It's me. It's that Scott. So if you get hurt, man, I got your back. I can sit in for you.
Oh, it's that Scott.
I don't know who this is.
Me either.
Who?
No, well, the only few times I've called, I've always offered my services. In case you get hurt, man. I'm something. Just looking out for you.
I got gotcha.
Backup drummer Scott.
That's Scott.
That's it.
All right,
gotcha.
Scott. Thank
All
you.
Right, Scott. Good luck.
I liked you better when you were my son used to bang Paige.
Yeah, that's a better name for you.
Yeah. See, look at her there. It doesn't look attractive at all. But then they.
Well, not.
I think she does.
No,
I'm
sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not nearly as how she looks, whatever. They have her all made up and doing photo shoots, but I think that goes for anyone. Like there, she looks way better than she did in the previous shot. But still, she looks.
She looks like Dinah there.
Yeah, she looks kind of. I mean, you can do a lot with hair and makeup and clothes. And
she's only like 24, 25.
I'm looking at my favorite right now. Eva Marie, I think, is one of the hottest girls ever.
Out. She's not even in no more.
I don't care.
Kicked her out.
Fine. What does she do now?
She's looking beautiful.
I think she's just like a model.
Well, yeah. I know she's like on the Big Brother or whatever.
Celebrity, yeah.
She got kicked out already, I heard.
Really?
Yeah. But look at her. I mean, her body is unbelievable.
Eva Marie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But she had the red hair.
Yep.
Yeah, she's a pain in the butt, though.
Oh,
yeah, I don't like her.
Yeah. Yeah, no, well, forget it then.
Super hot. I'm just saying, like.
That's funny. All right, Galvin?
Yeah, no, I'm busy looking at
Sorry.
Eva Marie.
In the meantime, news. You look at Eva Marie.
Okay.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Kelta Show.
What do we have in news today, Gal?
The news that President Donald Trump walked away from negotiations with North Korea early and empty-handed led many experts and lawmakers to heave a sigh of relief, even as the summit's abrupt finale raises questions about where things go from here. Many had worried the president, eager to score a success and distract from damaging testimony from his former personal lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen, would make a deal that endangered America's national security and possibly decrease the chances of Pyongyang's denuclearization. According to people familiar with conversations among the president's senior national security officials, Trump told some advisors ahead of Hanoi talks that he did not want to appear overly thirsty to secure a deal. Did he really say that? I don't want to be thirsty. Hoping to prove wrong the analyst who predicted he'd give away the store to demonstrate some type of progress.
I'm glad he didn't either. So the idea is that they're saying, like North Korea is saying today, oh, no, we offered a lot, but they seem to want to just shut down one facility, and they wanted it all shut down, and they only asked for 5 of the sanctions to be lifted in exchange for that. I'm glad they didn't make a deal on that. The only thing that's going to stop them is if they get rid of the program altogether.
You're talking about a guy who wrote the book called Art of the Deal.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah. But you know what? I'm glad he walked away from this deal instead of trying to. They're right. If he would have struck a new deal and then come back, it would have taken away from the Michael Cohen stuff, and that's something that he's used to doing, and I'm glad he didn't do it.
Yeah. Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, pleaded not guilty to charges of soliciting prostitution in Florida, where police said he was captured on video engaging in sex acts with a worker at a massage parlor. The court documents, which were filed on Tuesday in the 15th Judicial Circuit Court in Palm Beach County, Florida, showed that Kraft's lawyers also requested a non-jury trial. The argument from a defense attorney who does not represent Kraft, but likely represents someone else in the case, is that police should not have been able to obtain a warrant to record video footage of the men who were charged with solicitation.
Oh, nothing's going to happen to Robert Kraft.
I don't think so either.
No. But the embarrassment that they put him through for no reason at this point, you know, if they're using them to draw attention to the fact that there is a problem with human trafficking, that's one thing, but they're not. They're kind of just pounding their chest like, hey, we made a bunch of arrests and some of them are famous rich people.
Right. Yeah. Look who we got. Big fish type of thing.
And now the worst part is people are like, when I put on my Twitter, they're like, well, he's in trouble for human trafficking. No, he's not. He doesn't own the place. He doesn't have anything to do with it. Now, by going there, he may be contributing to it, but he is unaware of what he is doing, at least giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
I just, people are dumb.
That's like somebody who gets a DUI. You're like, oh, well, he was driving a Toyota, so Toyota's on the hook for him. No, they have nothing to do with that. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey introduced a bill on Thursday to legalize marijuana nationwide as he mounts his presidential campaign. Co-sponsors of the bill, known as the Marijuana Justice Act, include fellow 2020 Democratic contenders Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Kamala Harris of California, and Kristen Gillibrand of New York. Booker first introduced the bill in 2017, but it was not taken up for vote. The bill comes as increasing numbers of states are legalizing marijuana on the local level, and public opinion has shifted in favor of legalization.
Who cares? At this point, I don't understand how it's part of the platform.
Just go nationwide?
Yeah, but I mean, also, don't make it part of your thing. If somebody asks you, and how do you feel about this? Medicinal marijuana, yes, it's recreational. We have alcohol, we can make a ton of money off it, but don't make a big deal out of it. Just like coming out now and saying something like that makes me think that they, like, it's a popular thing to hop on now.
Sure. Oh, yeah, it's definitely a thing, but he put it first introduced it in 2017, so he's putting it back up. But so now this would be all states doing medical and recreational, which I think is fine. Why not?
So do I. But there does need to be some. It can't just. I don't want to see it in like cigarettes in every gas station. You know what I mean? Because now I can. Do you follow what I'm saying? Like, I don't want it everywhere. I don't want to be able to buy pot at Publix.
Okay. Why not?
But like, even at the pharmacy?
No, that's different. That's medicinal. But, like, recreationally, I like that there's, like, Trulieve and those other... Like, Trulieve's not far from my house on Dale Mabry.
Right.
They have their own little building, and that's fine. It's kind of like a liquor store. You go to it. You know what I mean? Because if you put it in front of kids all the time, they get used to seeing it. They get used to doing it. And look, I feel the same way about alcohol.
So what about that then? So you have say you have a Publix or you have whatever store, and then next to it they have their liquor store, and you have the liquor store, you have the marijuana in there as well. It. Because I would imagine
they only let people of age go in there.
Right. I would imagine that would be the thing is you have to be 21 to
go in there. The liquor stores by USF are the best. I remember when I was a kid. They would like put 100 signs and say you got to be 21 to just be in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not and you're with somebody, we're not going to sell it to that guy either.
Right.
So I'm good for that. Just separate it. I don't want kids seeing drugs or alcohol from the time that they're very little babies and then they get used to it and they think everything's just fine to do because I'm so used to seeing it.
I would see that. I mean, I would imagine that that's the way that they would do it. But
now,
who knows?
If it's recreational, do you still need your license? Or no, it's open.
At that point, I think it'll probably just be open. And
it would just be like alcohol. You would just have to show your identification for age verification.
The other problem that they face, and I know this, I'm going to tell you right now from firsthand, I don't like to smoke anything. I could never smoke. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. I tried to smoke pot a couple of times, and it absolutely destroys my throat. I cough. I'm like an embarrassing pot smoker. I can smoke a cigar, but you don't inhale the cigar.
Mm-hmm.
So I've taken edibles, and edibles are weird because you don't really know the impact of what you have until it impacts you, and you don't know always how many to take. Like, I can give you from one guy, and you could take four, and I can give you from another guy, and you could take two and have the same impact.
Right. It's not like a bottle of tequila where you know, if I do four shots of this, I'm going to be good.
Right.
You know what I mean? If I do 10 shots, I'm going to be, you know, falling down drunk, whatever, because it's regulated, and it's exactly the same from bottle to bottle to bottle.
And edibles are full body high, and you don't realize it until it kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving home one time, and it kicked in, and I was in my development, but I kicked in and I could not recognize for a couple of minutes where I was.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, because I live like in a little development. I'm driving through the development. I'm like, man, I don't recognize any of these. How, like, I don't know where to turn. And then when I got up on my block, I was like, oh, I turn here. But for a second, so my point being is, how do you regulate that if you're police? How do you pull somebody over?
That's the big.
So they need to figure all that stuff out first. I'm not against it, but it's you're getting ahead of the game.
Right. Yeah. My wife has her medicinal card for joint pain and stuff.
Yeah.
And she'll take the CBD oil, and it still has traces of the THC in there. And she'll get a little bit high, whatever. And it's so funny because I'll say something and she'll laugh like more than she should. And I go, "Good one, right, Cheech?"
Yesterday on Fox News, I saw a story where Amy Klobuchar, she supposedly berated one of her assistants in an airport. Did you see this?
No, I didn't see it.
So he got her a salad.
Oh, I did see. Yeah, and then, yeah.
And didn't get her a fork, which I got to tell you, I agree. To be married, how do you bring a salad? Don't bring me Starbucks on a straw.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to sip it? So anyway, she yelled at the guy and then reached in her purse and used a comb to eat the salad?
Yeah.
How do you think that happened?
I don't know whether she was just balancing it on the comb, whether she broke it and
wouldn't
like
you
was
use your
stabbing.
Fingers at that point?
Yeah, you would
she
think.
She didn't break it because when she was done, she made the guy go clean the comb.
Yeah, that's weird.
Ugh. That's the skeeviest thing I've ever heard.
And
sorry,
yes,
you're out now. You lost the election because of that.
Something that's been in your hair. So she didn't have him wash it before she used it.
First of all, Fonzie, he was carrying a comb around.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know what she. I don't know what her deal was, but she's not. You can never be president if you ate salad with a comb.
Yeah, no, you're out.
You're out.
There's going to be some changes at Walmart, you'll notice, as Walmart moves to phase out its familiar blue-vested greeters at some 1,000 stores nationwide. Disabled workers who fill many of those jobs say they're being ill-treated by the chain that styles itself as a community-minded and inclusive. Walmart told greeters around the country last week that their positions would be eliminated on April 26th in favor of an expanded, more physically demanding customer host role.
So they're getting rid of all the handicapped and old people?
Well, to qualify, they will need to be able to lift 25-pound packages, climb ladders, and stand for long periods of time. That came as a heavy blow to greeters with cerebral palsy, spina bifida, and other physical disabilities. For them, a job at Walmart has provided needed income, served as a source of pride, and offered a connection to the community. Now Walmart, America's largest private employer, is facing backlash as customers rally around some of the chain's most highly visible employees.
I'm with you, Walmart. Let's go over a couple of things. It's a waste of money. Nobody needs to be greeted when walking into the store. I don't need, and I especially don't want some weirdo giving me one of the, you know what I mean? I don't. It's uncomfortable. You don't agree with that?
No, I mean, I don't feel uncomfortable. How you doing? All right. You know, and I got to be honest with you.
I don't need it when I walk into a store.
I'll be honest with you. 99% of the time, the greeters never say anything to me.
Yes. They're standing there. Fired.
So they're not really doing the one job they're supposed to be doing.
I don't need a greeter, but the fact that they've been supplying these people jobs for this long and now out of nowhere. They're
somebody
be
smart
like,
went, this is a waste of time. This is
also,
a waste of money.
Also, I get a lot of racist stuff whenever I go because, listen to me, I will be walking out with my shopping cart or bags or whatever I have, and there'll be people in front of me who are not white, and they will stop me, the white guy, walking through and check my...
Depending on what Walmart you go to.
They just feel guilty. They just want to see... They're like, we got to stop somebody.
I said to the lady the one time, I go, yep, stop whitey. Like, are you, I mean, that's fine. I have my receipt. Here you go, whatever.
I just keep walking. I'm like, nope.
I got to tell you, a lot of times I just hold my receipt up and walk out. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, just relax.
All right. Well, Walmart, I'm on your side of this one. I don't need to be uncomfortably greeted by some weird looking person. And by the way, I mean weird. I mean, like, even old people, hey, how you doing? How you doing? And I'm like, what?
What happened? What'd you do?
Oh, she's dumped coffee all over.
Oh, she spilled hot coffee all over her crotch.
Happy Friday.
Friday. Get it, Benny DeVito.
Thigh day.
Mm. Oh, man, don't tell Dylan about that.
Well, it didn't go on the electronics.
So first, Johnny Manziel was kicked out of the Canadian Football League. Now his wife is accused of cheating in a half marathon.
Oh, I thought she was cheating on him.
No. Have you seen his wife? Is it TC?
She's super hot.
Is it Ticey? TC? It's spelled T-I-E-S-I.
I think it's TC.
We have a picture up on Bone TV, so you don't even need to go look at that. Look at that. So, would you say Ticey?
I think it's TC.
TC, okay. TC and her friend, Chloe, a model for Playboy and Maxim, came in at 1 hour, 58 minutes, and 22 seconds in the Run Like a Diva half marathon on February 16th in California.
Oh, she's hot.
Finishing a half marathon under 2 hours at a 9-minute and 6-second pace per mile is impressive for someone who had never run such a race before, but both TC and Chloe ran the first 6.4 miles in 1 hour, 31 minutes, and 29 seconds, averaging just over 14 minutes and 20 seconds per mile. Neither one of them posted a split at the 11-mile marker, but both finished together 27 minutes later at the same time.
Cheesy.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all.
No.
So you're running a 9-minute mile and then running a 9-minute mile after you were running a 14.20-second mile. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, everybody's saying, I cheated.
She's super hot. She also used to bang 50 Cent, which might ruin it for me.
Mm. Throws it off a little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah.
She's, Mantel Moore, but she's pretty smoking. But she also has that face like you don't marry that. You know what I mean? You date it for a while.
Right.
And then when it's time to break up, you bang one of her friends.
She got porno face?
Oh, my God. She got porno face all day. She got porno ass, too.
She also has porno area. Joey, if you can go back to the individual picture of her. Yeah. Is that the one? You can blow it up a little bit. Those are some. Make it bigger.
She got porno crotch?
Mm-hmm. Are you falling asleep in there? What's going on? Can you not make it big? Like, cover my face. We don't need to see me.
Cover his face with her.
Make it big. Make it full screen.
Crotch.
There you go. Yeah. There. Look at that. Look at that shot there.
She was one of those girls that used to stand behind the fighters, ring girls.
Yeah.
Right, at UFC. Yeah, she's really good looking. You could tell she's nothing but trouble. And evidently her ex-boyfriend and her are in this bitter fight that involved the FBI. Like, she's got crazy face.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff going on. A 59-year-old guy in a wheelchair showed up at the VA hospital in West Palm Beach, Florida on Wednesday. And while they were trying to treat him, he started screaming about wanting a cigarette, pulled out a gun, and opened fire. But no one was killed, but his doctor jumped on him and got the gun. The doctor was shot in the neck but survived. Here is the FBI spokesman talking about more details up on Bone TV. Check this out.
The individual came in today to the hospital to receive some treatment, and became disruptive and was brought to the emergency room. At about 6:21 p.m., he pulled out a small handgun and opened fire in the emergency room, striking at least two people. Grazed one, who was minimally injured. The second victim was shot in the neck, was transported to Lake Mary Hospital, where he received excellent treatment and was released from the hospital as this time. So nobody was killed in the shooting, thankfully.
So
the subject was taken into custody. The same doctor who sustained the neck injury was the same person who subdued the subject. He's very brave. I'm not going to release his name at this time, but he's doing well, and he did a heroic thing today.
The doctor, I believe I've met before.
Oh, really?
The doctor is very good friends with Dominic Ferriello.
Oh.
And I believe that I met the doctor at Dom's house before. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure I remember talking to him, super nice guy, and everybody seems to really love this guy. And not only did he get shot, but then he went ahead and subdued the guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he got shot and then he subdued the guy, he should be in pretty good shape, I would think.
Right.
I'm getting shot. I'm not doing anything but crying.
Got shot in the neck, though, I know. Man. Oof.
I'm just laying down and crying if I get shot.
That's tough. Yeah. You got to check people for guns, man.
Well, I mean, you know, this guy was a double amputee.
Right, and he's in a wheelchair, so even if he went through a metal detector, they're like, oh, well, wheelchair. But yeah, that's scary stuff. A dramatic rollover hit and run was caught on video in Manatee County on Thursday morning. It happened around 7:45 a.m. at U.S. 41 and 14th Street West in Sarasota. I believe we have some video. We were having some trouble with it earlier, but I have the news report here. But this is pretty crazy, the car, how it flips and stuff. Check this out.
A hotel security camera catches a driver trying to make a left turn into a gas station on U.S. 41, turning right into the path of another vehicle, causing that car to flip at least four times.
People were hollering, call 911, and it was just a bit of chaos at first.
The crash happened around 8 Thursday morning in Sarasota near a racetrack and the Lantern Inn in Suites. Hotel guests witnessing it watched this lady's expression, and Don Fuchs, seen here, hears the impact after that Audi with a 19-year-old inside rolls over repeatedly. He runs out of his hotel room, the car landing on its roof after hitting a concrete wall surrounding the pool.
Bad, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, until somebody come with the ambulance, so it's the only thing we had to wait on. Because he was bruised up pretty bad.
State troopers say a driver in a Kia Sedona who hit the 19-year-old did not stop. A security camera caught that too. The driver hits the Audi and waits about 5 seconds before taking off on U.S. 41. The 19-year-old remains in a hospital with critical injuries.
That's horrible.
Isn't that unbelievable? So 19-year-old kid who had nothing to do with it. Like,
right,
it was the other person. No, the van's described as a 2003 Kia Sedona with the right front damage. Left the scene, so anybody with any information about the van or its driver is asked to contact FHP at 941-751-8530 or Crime Stoppers.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you should really feel like a scumbag. You should have stopped. If you stopped and you just made a mistake and the kid's alive, then you're okay. But to drive away, that's a really scumbag thing to do.
Yeah, now you're wanted for hit and run, right, and there's injuries and all that stuff. Yeah, so you're compounding your problems there.
I would tell you to turn yourself in today. Now, except if it was me, I would have just kept going. I would go take a vacation in another country for a little while.
Yeah, but you have to know now that there's video everywhere. Yeah.
I hit a guy once on 19, and I thought about driving away for a second because I like panicked, and I was driving. I'm like, oh my gosh, did
you
I
hit a car or a guy?
No, I hit a guy crossing the road.
Oh man.
Yeah. And I kept driving for a second, and I was like, I got to go back because I didn't know what to do. It was,
right.
I was kind of like, you know, freaking out.
So what did you do?
I went back and I went to pull into the gas station. And I called 911. I said, hey, I just hit a guy crossing US 19. And he was drunk, coming out of the bar, passing out stuff.
Good for you.
Yeah. And at the time, the cops, like, it was right there, US 19. And like Darlington Road at 11 o'clock at night. And the cop's like, yeah, man, these guys come out of the bar here and they walk across the street, yeah, and get beer all the time. He goes, you know, it's not your fault.
Remember Guido?
Yeah.
Guido killed the guy.
Really?
On 19.
Yeah.
Guy, drunk guy crossing the street. Like, homeless guy on a bike.
I was freaking out. And the guy's like, listen, he goes, if that guy had taken two more steps, he'd probably be dead.
Remember Nervous Jared? Killed the guy.
Killed the guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No, of course it's not fun.
Yeah, it wasn't
your fault. You know what I mean? What are you gonna? You're just doing what you're supposed to do.
He was in the median and just stepped right in front of my car.
Nope. So now, what happens with your car? Do you go after him since it was his fault?
No, at the time, I didn't. There wasn't any damage. Like, he hit the corner and bounced off and rolled on the side.
I don't know whether windshield or
anything.
No. Because that's insult to injury. But it is his fault. You're not supposed to be crossing there. And he was drunk and doing all that stuff. So
I'll just never forget. I looked in my rearview mirror, and he was rolling across 19, and all the cars were, like, swerving around because they didn't want to roll over him. I was freaking out, man.
I remember there was an episode.
I might have just kept going.
I thought about it.
Just because I was like, ugh.
There is an episode of Cops where the guy had somebody pulled over on the side of the road and was giving them a ticket or doing something, talking to them, and this guy on a bike got hit and flew in the air. And I mean, they totally were like, forget you with the ticket. This guy, I mean, he flew so high in his bike, and he was, oh, it was bad. That's terrible.
I think I might keep going. If he's rolling around, I know he's alive. I'm like, oh, what are you doing in the street? And I just keep going.
I went like probably two lights ahead and turned around.
Oh, man.
I got to go back. I got to find out.
Four high school kids in New Jersey were arrested yesterday for doing what? Four high school kids in New Jersey arrested.
Beating up a homeless man.
Beating up a homeless guy. No. Gio?
Setting the school on fire.
But close. Something with the school. I can tell you that.
Vandalism?
What would you do if you're in high school now with all the technology we have?
Oh, hack the computers.
Yeah, hacking the computers and changing their grades and about 10 of their friends' grades. So they're arrested. They got busted. They actually went in and busted these guys and stuff, which didn't Ferris Bueller do that?
No.
War Games. But he did it in Ferris Bueller, The Days.
Oh, but he went into the school's computer, like he was in the school, didn't he? I don't remember.
No, he was at home, and he changed how many days he had missed. Because nine times was it, boop, boop, and he goes 8, 7, 6. Yeah. But also War Games with Joshua and that, he went in and changed.
When I was in eighth grade, we stole Mrs. Quinn's grade book, and they were trying to change the grades real quick because she stepped out because somebody got in trouble, and they swiped her grade book when she wasn't looking, went in there and changed the grades.
I did that one time. I wrote... I had a 70 and I turned it into a 90.
Yeah.
On the thing, because they just had little graph boxes.
Yeah.
I would write the number and I just went in and went, boop, 90.
It was easy back then.
Yeah, it really was.
No problem. So do you remember the Barbecue Becky? The lady who was calling the cops because the people were barbecuing and whatever, they couldn't be there.
She had a name, yes.
Yeah, Barbecue Becky is what they called her. Well, there's a woman in Massachusetts. She called the cops the other day because someone's dog humped her dog at the dog park. The other owner posted a video where he said it's not a big deal and that he pulled his dog off. He also calls her the next Barbecue Becky, meaning the white woman who called the cops on the black guy for barbecuing in the park last year. Take a look. We actually have some video. Tell me what you think. Who's in the wrong here? Check this out.
Calling the cops right now.
Hey,
because I told you I wasn't leaving the park because my dog was humping your dog.
Right now.
I'm not verbally assaulting you. I told you I'm not leaving.
That's inappropriate for the dog park.
No, it's not.
I know.
Dogs humping each other and she's calling the cops because my dog humped her dog. I've seen every single dog hump another dog here. And she tells me to leave and now she's calling the cops. Like, are you serious? You heard of Barbecue Becky? Because this is the newest one.
I'm just trying.
You're not trying to help me. No, you're not trying to help me. I know the rules. I'm obeying the rules. What are you talking about? I'm right here.
You can't allow your dog aggressively on top of another dog.
The dogs hump each other every day, and I took him off. I know it's my opinion.
Did it say no humping on that sign?
Well, it says that the dog shouldn't be aggressive or on top of another dog. You know,
that's a rule.
But he removed her, so it's one of those things, like, you can't stop a dog from being a dog.
Yeah, here's the thing. If it was me and I was at a dog park and some dog tried to hump my dog and the guy pulled it off, I'd go, whoa, they're, you know, doing it. But if it kept on doing it, I'd be like, all right, you know, your dog, maybe you take your dog away because your dog's humping all the dogs.
If a dog had attacked the other dog,
right.
I think you got a totally different story.
Yeah, and depending on, you know, how big the dog is, it may have been she has a little Yorkie, he has a big Rottweiler or something, and it's like, that's a little aggressive. But, you know.
What is this world coming to?
I have a few dog stories here. There is a bill in the Florida Senate right now.
I'm just a bill.
Would make it illegal to pet your dog while driving. It's part of a larger effort to crack down on distracted driving. In a AAA survey, 52% of people surveyed said they have pet their dog while driving. 29% they admitted they were distracted by the animal. The proposed legislation doesn't just take aim at pets. It redefines distracted driving to include more than mobile devices. So reading, writing, applying makeup while driving would all be against the law as well.
Not texting.
Texting for sure. That's the number one. Lawmakers are expected to address the bill in March when they return to session. Listen, you shouldn't have your dog. Like, whenever I take my dogs to the park or do anything, my dogs are in the back seat. I have a dog protective thing that's almost like a hammock that they sit in so that they're back there. If you're playing with your dog, you're absolutely going to be distracted. Also, if you get in an accident, your dog's flying through your windshield.
That's the one thing. They got to find some sort of protection for the dog, like a dog seatbelt or something like that.
They have them. They have the harnesses that you just lock right into the seatbelt.
Nobody uses them. They drive around with dogs on their laps. And it's unsafe for the dog. Because if you do have to jam on the brakes, that dog's going crazy.
I saw on Live PD, they pulled a lady over who had her dog in the car, and she looked like she was maybe moving or kept all of her worldly possessions in her car and had a big dog in the car, and the dog's like on top of her and stuff. Like, you're gonna get messed up with the steering wheel and stuff. I love dogs, but keep the dog safe and keep it in the back seat. Another dog story. There's a family in Germany that owed quite a bit of back taxes, and in November the authorities showed up at their house to seize their valuables. But one of the things they seized was a pug, the family dog that they had bought.
Right.
And the Germany has a dog tax, which they hadn't paid. So to recoup that tax, the city officials sold their family dog on eBay for $850, which is about half of what a purebred pug would sell for. And now, to make things even messier, the pug has needed 4 surgeries since the new owner bought it. So now the new owner is suing the tax officials for falsely advertising that the dog had a clean bill of health.
Jeez.
We're taking your dog.
Yeah.
If you owe so much money that they take your dog.
Listen, whatever they got to do to get the money back.
Yeah, you got some bad stuff going on. Doctors in Denmark helped a man who seemed to lose his sense of smell because why? He lost his sense of smell because something happened. What do you think it was?
Got hit in the head.
No, but that's a possibility. That does happen. It happened to my friend Frankie. Gio. Lost his sense of smell. How? Doctors had to help him.
Car accident.
No. Carmen, what do you think?
Too much cocaine.
Ooh, no. When they found a tooth growing inside of his nose and they had to remove it, we have an X-ray. There's the tooth that was in
That's
his
nose. That's a big tooth.
Yeah, and then if you click on that, look into his navel cavity. See it there? See the big white chunk?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Old tooth nose.
Oh, could you imagine you find out you have a tooth in your nose?
Oh, can you imagine having to floss your nostrils?
That's so gross. Yeesh. A 28-year-old guy named Matthew McClure broke into someone's garage in Pennsylvania on Monday and stole a bunch of stuff. He got his hands on some hunting gear, tools, and other various items, but all that stuff was pretty heavy, and he didn't want to make multiple trips, so he stole a sled from the garage to transport the stuff, and the tracks that he left in the snow led the cops straight to his house less than 2 blocks away. He's faulting multiple felonies for burglary, criminal trespass, theft, and receiving stolen property. Turns out he was also arrested back in October for 2 other thefts in the same neighborhood, so he could be facing probation or parole violation as well. Dummy. They'll never find me. Big tracks right behind him. According to a new survey, 1 out of 4 people who watch crime dramas genuinely believe they could get away with the perfect crime. And 44% sit there as they watch those shows thinking about how they would have done the crime differently. We don't only think about using our crime drama knowledge for purposes of breaking the law, though. More than half the people say the shows have trained them to be more observant, like a good detective. And 1 out of 4 think they could solve a real crime thanks to what they've learned on TV.
Oh, for sure.
I 100% think I should be an investigator, and I talked about it. The perfect crime, though, you have to do something that has no link to you. Like, if you were going to murder somebody, how would you murder somebody?
Shoot them.
You shoot them?
Not with my gun.
Okay. But you have the noise.
No, you have shell casing. So I would shoot them with a sniper rifle and a suppressor. And by sniper, I just mean like a long-range long gun with a suppressor on it. So, like, if I wanted to shoot somebody from this company. I would do it from the roof of one of the... Oh, I'm not going to do okay. it. I just was... We're talking hypothetically. I would do it from the roof of one of the adjacent buildings.
Okay, but right there, you're shooting somebody from this company. Boom, you're already involved because they're going to look at everybody in this company.
Somebody saw you on the roof.
Yeah.
Nobody
saw me on the roof. Somebody could easily see you on the roof.
Have you ever seen me on the roof?
Yes.
Maybe.
Right, lies. Lies.
But if you were going to do it, you'd have to just, like, if you're going to murder somebody, just murder a random person that you have no connection to. I would wait until, like, I would, if they walk to work or whatever, or if just going, I'd have an umbrella because I knew it was going to rain that day. If the said it was going to rain, have an umbrella with just a poison tip and poke them as we're walking.
First of all.
What?
Who's walking to work?
People are walking downtown. Like, walking downtown.
And then you're just going to walk by and stab somebody?
Yeah.
It's you don't crowded. Think that guy's going to be like, oh, I got stabbed.
Certainly.
And then the guy with the umbrella, that guy with the umbrella did it.
I go, sorry. And then I keep walking. But it doesn't.
That's your defense? You said sorry and become invisible.
It doesn't work now because all the cameras. They'd be like, well, clearly that guy stabbed him. And he's
but it's cool. You said you were sorry.
Yeah, no, poison. But do they check him for poison if he dies, like, 5 hours later?
Yeah, they office. Go, what happened before he died? He was stabbed in the leg.
Oh, look at you. You're up on top of a roof, falling through. You're shooting some guy that works here.
Haven't been caught yet.
Bam! You didn't put the suppressor on properly. Loud noise.
I go like Walter White with the ricin.
Yeah.
And they get flu-like symptoms and
really,
just
where you
die.
Get at the flea market? You trail. Going to get ricin?
Yeah. You can get that stuff on the black market.
Right. You don't think they're tracing that? Yeah. How'd you get it? You met Vito, the ricin dealer? They all have been watching Vito. They know who got it.
I just put it in somebody's coffee, and when they spill it on their legs, then they're dead.
You got to kill a homeless person, and you can basically do it anywhere. And then you just...
How do you do it?
Set them on fire.
You can do that, or you can take him to the beach and be like, hey, let me go get you something.
Take him to the beach. How are you getting them to the beach? In your car? Then their hairs and everything's in your car, DNA?
Fibers.
No, you're busted. Boom, busted.
You clean it.
No, you're busted.
Can't clean. You can't clean evidence.
You don't get everything. You're busted.
Yep.
Trust me.
Okay.
Poke him with the umbrella.
But if they scream, you just say sorry. That negates everything.
I have some new music for you.
Good.
This we need just music. Dropped last night. New music. Do you want to guess who it is?
Yep.
All right, try and guess. When you know it, yell it out.
You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain, and maybe you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you.
Shawn Mendes.
No, Jonas Brothers. Yes. It is the Jonas Brothers. It is their new song called Sucker. It just dropped last night. Jonas Brothers. I'm a sucker for you. So were they not together for a while? They were putting out individual
stuff?
Well, they all
did solo stuff.
Yeah.
The one, Nick Jonas is like the popular one. He had a bunch of solo stuff. He did some acting. And then the other one was in that other band, the Cake by the Ocean band. Oh. And, another big hit. And then the other guy was just sitting at home with his wife going, so what do? The middle Jonas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now they're Jonas Brothers back together.
They're like, we felt bad music. For the other Jonas.
Doing it.
Yeah, I only guessed it because I saw that they were doing the talk show circuit together.
Oh, yeah.
So I assume that's why.
I have a little of this for you. Oh, no. What's going on?
We're a dangerous show. We really are.
No kidding. Luke Perry from Beverly Hills 90210, as I put yesterday, 90210. Oh, no. What happened? And Riverdale, the actor, is under observation at a hospital. Mr. Perry is currently under observation at the hospital, his rep said. The news of Perry's hospitalization came after TMZ reported the actor suffered a massive stroke on Wednesday morning, right after we talked about him. According to TMZ, paramedics responded to a call at the star's home in Sherman Oaks, California at approximately 9:40 a.m. on Wednesday. The call came into the fire department for someone suffering a stroke. The incident occurred the same day that the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot was announced.
Yep.
Perry, who is 52 years old, was not attached to the project.
52?
And probably won't be now, yeah.
No.
Luke Perry. That's not him, that's me.
No, he's actually going to be a greeter at Walmart now.
There he is in the young Dylan days.
Yeah, he looks pretty good now up until the stroke.
Yeah, and you got to see his dong on Oz, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Then they buried him in the wall.
How was it?
He is pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. What? I can tell you guys dong's pretty good.
Yeah, I know, but do they do like... dong?
Oh, on Oz, there's a lot of dongs.
No, but I'm saying, do they do like dong?
Dong prosthetics. No.
Swaps and yeah.
No.
Chris Maloney's got a big old yeah. We told him.
Yeah.
We told him, and then Angel, though, didn't.
No.
Which makes me an Angel even look more like.
Bryce Harper just scored the richest contract in the U.S. sports history. He's reportedly agreed to a 13-year, $330 million deal with the Philadelphia Phillies, which includes a no-trade clause and no opt-outs.
How old is he that he got a big deal like that? Like, it's such a long deal.
Bryce Harper.
Can you still get 13 years out of a player? I mean, isn't that career length?
I would imagine. Bryce Harper is 26 years old.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, 26 years old.
All the way up until he wraps it up.
$330 million.
Yep.
Not
good
too bad.
Good for him.
Tight end Jason Witten is unretiring after one season and returning to the Dallas Cowboys for a 16th season. He spent the last year in Monday Night Football booth for ESPN, and according to the internet, nobody liked him on that.
Oh, so he's going back to playing?
Going back to playing, yeah.
He got a lot of crap on Twitter because he was not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think he was good at all.
Well, he's back to playing, so we'll see what happens with that. Professional wrestler Chris Jericho has purchased a gated lakefront estate in Odessa, Florida, for $3.255 million. Situated on 6.5 acres on Lake Keystone, the 8,569-square-foot house has 5 bedrooms, 6 full bathrooms, and a 6-car garage and a tennis court. We have a picture up on Bone TV there.
I don't understand something.
What's that?
I don't know why this is such big news. Like, good for him.
Right.
But this has been in the newspaper, and it's been, like, everywhere for the past week. What is it?
So I think it's just because a celebrity.
Rich guy bought a bigger house.
Yeah, celebrity lives here, and hey,
but he's always, but that's what I'm saying. He's lived here forever.
Right.
He had a nice house. He bought a bigger house.
Yeah.
And he probably could have afforded to buy 5 years ago.
Right.
I'm glad that you know.
I was surprised the amount of run it was getting on websites.
Yeah, like it's the top story on the Tampa Bay Times when you went on it. It was like on the front page of their paper. And I mean, good for Jericho. I think that he's a celebrity of that caliber. But Jesus, let the guy have his house. Like I don't understand. The house existed before.
Right.
He didn't have it built. They didn't report on it when Bob Jones bought it. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
I think it's just celebrity, so they throw it in there.
I don't feel like Jericho's such a household name, though.
Oh, yeah, I think he is.
You think so?
Yeah, because he's done so much more than wrestling.
Right.
That I think a lot of people know who he is.
Like, my mom doesn't know who Chris Jericho is.
He's certainly a more household name than most wrestlers.
Right.
Yeah.
Your mom didn't really see a lot of stuff that was right in front of her face.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. My mom knows who Chris Jericho is. Yeah, my wife knows.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah, sorry.
This sounds pretty good. Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival has rounded out its spring concert lineup by adding Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh!
STP on April 6th, which will be very cool.
Oh.
They join acts like Daughtry, Boyz II Men,
Ooh.
Foreigner, The Mighty Mighty Bosstones, and more.
Who's the singer,
that's
though?
That's pretty good.
That's the new singer, Jeff Goot, or whatever his name is.
I sound just like Scott Weiland Goot.
Oh, yeah, does he? He sounds a lot like him, and they even had him dye his hair blonde and stuff. But he sounds good. Like, they put out the new stuff, and he sounded good. And even he's singing the STP stuff. He sounds good. So that'd be a cool show. And April 6th, I believe, is a Saturday.
I would go to that.
Yeah, I would, too, for sure. Foreigner falls on a Sunday, but I would go to that. I love Foreigner, man. Yeah, April 6th is a Saturday. Let me see. There were some other ones. They have a lot of good acts that are coming for that.
The only one I went and see is Daughtry.
Let's see. They have Daughtry, the band Perry, Three Doors Down. I don't know these people, but people may. Blue Rodeo, Kathleen Edwards, and Fred Eaglesmith. I don't know. Justin Moore, STP, Josh Turner, Mighty Mighty Bosstones, Boyz II Men, Edwin McCain, and Vertical Horizon. Remember Vertical Horizon? Hunter Hayes and Levi Hummin. Walk Off the Earth. Oh, they're great. Walk Off the Earth are the band that do,
covers.
They all play one guitar at the same time and stuff. Yeah, and then Foreigner. Foreigner's going to be Sunday, April 28th.
Gio, can we see if that Friday of Walk Off the Earth is in studio in town, if we can get them in studio?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're playing on a Saturday, but maybe they're in a day early.
I follow them on Facebook for years.
Yeah,
they're a fun band.
There's one that they do. Yeah, they do a bunch of covers. They do a Tom Petty cover where they're sitting around like a campfire and they're in a hammock and this and that. They sound so good.
They're really tight. That's a husband and wife, the singer and the guitar player. And they do a bunch of like really creative videos. And they have their own music too, but they get a lot of hits from their covers.
The one guy just died.
Who?
The guy with the beard.
Oh, really?
The bearded guy. Yeah, about a month ago.
How?
They didn't say. They won't say how he died, but they were on their Facebook page saying like, oh, you know, our friend has left us. Like the quiet beard
that's
guy.
That's usually when he kills himself.
That's in the background. He just ran
away. Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
That's sad. That's usually suicide, right?
I mean, I don't know if he had problems or whatever. I mean, he seemed like a healthy looking dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're healthy and you die. Nobody wants to talk about it.
I think it was like December. Because I just randomly, because I followed them,
I
too.
I just put in Walk Off the Earth and Walk Off the Earth.
Beard guy
dead
comes
guy
up.
Comes up.
Oh. Yeah, December 30th is when this is. This article's from in the USA Today.
Yeah,
they're like, respect our privacy, so I don't think they've said why or
Mike,
how he died.
Mike Beard Guy Taylor was his name.
Oh, that's so sad.
He was great in the videos because he'd never do anything. He'd just kind of stand there and then like hold up a triangle and hit the triangle and go back.
Wow.
That's sad.
So he's not going to come in.
No, he will not be here.
If he does, you'll be a really good producer.
Bradley Cooper was reportedly already worth how much before A Star Is Born?
It's $30 million.
They say $100 million.
Oh, wow.
Actually, before A Star Is Born, he'll obviously make a lot more from that one since he directed, starred in, and co-wrote it. The movie has already made $425 million. From a $36 million budget.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, so.
The cause of death on January 2nd, 2019 was not determined, and they are saying natural causes.
Hmm.
He doesn't look old.
Yeah, but you never know. Brain aneurysm or, you know, just heart disease. You never know.
That's sad.
That's scary stuff. Josh Brolin and Peter Dinklage will play brothers in a comedy called Brothers. There's not a plot detail yet or anything like that, but the writer is the guy who did Tropic Thunder, Get Hard, and the terrible, terrible Holmes and Watson. Anybody see that?
No.
With Will
Is that
Ferrell?
Really bad?
I watched, I'm going to say 4.5 minutes of it.
Why?
And went, woof. Why? Yeah. What do you mean, why? Why did I watch it in the first place, or why did I turn it off?
No, why is it so bad?
I think...
Like, you know what you're getting from Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Right, but it's really bad. I think that they...
It's not Step Brothers.
No, but not even that. I think that they think, okay, we can make any script good, and we'll joke around, and we'll have some... But it was really bad. Yeah.
You know how they had the Razzies before the Oscars?
No.
It took home like the number one prize of the worst movie.
Yeah. Razzied it up, man. Would you like to know which fast food place, like a chain restaurant, was open the same year you were born?
Oh, I know.
What?
Wendy's.
For you? 1971?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Do you want to guess or you want me to tell you?
I want to guess. One more.
Okay.
Not McDonald's.
It could be
not Burger King.
Think of any fast food chain type of place.
I'm thinking all the ones by name.
Because you're thinking of burger place. I'm going to tell you it's not a burger place.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was
one of the most successful.
Oh.
Huge.
Oh.
Everywhere.
Oh.
Every 10 feet you can find one of these.
Subway.
Starbucks.
No. Taco Bell.
Starbucks. Oh. 1971 was Starbucks. Gio, what year for you?
80.
1980.
It was. Let me guess what Gio's was.
All right.
Friendly's.
No.
I don't know. It worked at Friendly's.
Taco Bell?
No. It's in your neighborhood. Feeling
Pizza.
Good in the neighborhood. Neighborhood bar.
Applebee's.
And grill. Applebee's. Oh. Yeah, for 1980. Carmen?
91.
Oh, 1991.
Del Taco.
Nope, sorry. Nothing for 91.
Nothing.
Yeah. 1990 was Baja Fresh, and 93 was Chipotle. I still can't say it right. I still can't say Chipotle.
I know.
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
I say Chipotle and my kids get mad at me.
Chipotle.
Burrito place.
Yeah. I say Chipotle and people still send me emails going, I hate the way you say it.
Chipotle.
Yeah.
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Chipotle. Then again, you are the only one that got Wonder Woman's name right, so I can't argue with you.
Yeah. Well, no, but I know that I'm saying this wrong,
right.
But I was definitely saying Gal Gadot right. And I also say Ariana Grande. And I knew that was right, too.
That's right, because she said it's right.
Yeah, I nailed it. Yeah. That's it for news.
All right. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Carmen?
Yes.
I asked a question. What are we eating today?
Ooh.
It is Friday, right?
Ooh, yeah, it is Friday.
How's your coffee spill?
Well, I cleaned it up.
Old coffee crotch over there.
No, I changed.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, she's got PJs on.
I got my taco shorts.
What are you wearing? Take those off.
No, I don't want those coffee pans are soaking wet.
You look by the way, speaking of tacos, when do you think Taco Bell opened?
Taco Bell opened in 1978.
No.
74.
No. A lot earlier.
Oh, 62.
Yes.
Really?
Woo!
1962.
I know my
what
taco.
Is it printed in your shorts?
Yeah.
What is it printed in your grandmother's underwear? Let me get a picture of
that. These are taco shorts.
Don't fix your hair because I'm only taking a picture of your dumb shorts.
Oh, you don't want to fix my hair?
Yeah, I mean, you can. But...
By the way, what year do you think Chick-fil-A opened?
Chick-fil-A opened in 1980.
59.
This is crazy. No. Earlier.
Than 59?
Yeah. Which I can't believe this is right.
Well, that's probably why they didn't. Now, that makes sense. That's probably why they...
stick to the Sunday.
Not open on Sunday because we used to serve Jesus. They were born in B.C.
They didn't invite the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
48.
46.
Wow.
What?
A.D. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Oh. All right. We got to take a break.
All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.